Hi there, everyone. It's Amy Wood, and I wanted to reflect a little bit on the week that we've seen. It's been actually 2 months of a process with the miners and the rescue that has taken place in Chile. But now that it's over, you sit back and you think about those images. I couldn't not cry. It felt like every hour on the hour as a miner would emerge, I would just tear up with the emotion of the families that were finally getting to see them. The first little boy crying, and every person after that just really brought it home about what these families have been through. It makes me think of a couple of things. On a personal level, it just makes you really contemplate how much you appreciate and adore and love your family and cherish it. And, you know, we all get busy and run around with our lives and sometimes forget just how lucky we are to be able to see the people we love every day. And so it kind of is a great reminder of that. Also, on a bigger, broader issue level, seeing the world come together to do something great and forget the politics and forget the borders and just everyone work together to help these people, bringing in the engineers and the technology and the things from all around the world to one place and making a difference, making it happen. Tremendous resources were utilized and pooled to be able to make this possible. And just think of what we could do in this world if we would do that more often with the problems that our communities face all across the globe. Pretty powerful stuff, and it just had me thinking about it, you know, wondering, what if? What could we do? What could we accomplish? So, those are my thoughts. It was an amazing couple of days, and I'm so glad that it's turned out the way it has for those Chilean families. Have a great weekend.